Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Tomorrow, 9/11, will mark an anniversary of terrorism and mindless violence perpetrated against a largely innocent population. But it's not only the Twin Tower attacks in New York City that has an anniversary on 9/11. That date also marks the 1973 coup d'etat in Chile by one of the most brutal dictators of the 20th century, Augusto Pinochet. With the help and support of the United States Central Intelligence Agency, on September 11, 1973, the government of President Salvador Allende was overthrown by the Chilean military led by Augusto Pinochet. During the air raids and ground attacks that preceded the coup, Allende gave his last speech where he vowed to stay in the presidential palace. Although there is no formal confirmation, he was either murdered by one of Pinochet's men or committed suicide in the presidential palace. After the coup, Pinochet established a military dictatorship that ruled Chile until 1990, and that was marked by severe human rights violations. During his reign, the junta moved to crush their left-wing opposition all across Chile. It embarked on a murderous campaign against opponents and perceived leftists in the country. As a result, according to the Reading Commission, approximately 3,000 people are known to have been killed. 27,000 were incarcerated and in great many cases tortured. Many were exiled, but Operation Condor, with tacit U.S. approval, murdered the exiles even in foreign countries. In fact, the archives of Operation Condor, discovered by José Fernández, a Paraguayan judge, on December 22, 1992, counted 50,000 persons murdered, 30,000 desaparecidos, or disappeared, and 400,000 incarcerated. The terror attacks that stemmed from the coup d'etat of 1973 were exponentially more deadly than the 9/11 attacks that occurred in New York City a mere 9 years ago. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.